I'll call to order the Water Bureau special meeting Monday, November 23rd, 2020. Is there any public comments relative to agenda items? I'm seeing there isn't any. Number three, approval of the minutes of November 17th, 2020. If we could have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Second motion.
Second by Gardner.
Okay, are there any additions, corrections? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Passes. Four, consideration and potential action, 2021 district water rates. Anyone from staff? I know it's basically, yes, Scott.
Well, I'm sorry. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is to John Myrtle. John, on page 4-1, I'm not sure of the sequence because I know we've had lots of changes, but we have, I don't know if the Water Bureau has seen the $4.05, and that basically represents what was passed where the $1.4 million for Colebrook is not being charged to the water rate. It's being utilized from the $5.6 million of premium bond funds. And so I guess the question is, where was that approved in the Board of Finance and when? Because this rate should be 405 at this point. And that also includes adding back in Riverfront. So there was a reduction of $1.4 million for Colebrook Reservoir by taking it off the revenue stream of water rates and utilizing the $5.6 million in premium funds from the 2014 bond sale, and then adding back in Riverfront basically and with the revenues from fire protection, we were able to drop that down to 405. So I don't know what subcommittee has, I think finance has approved that, correct?
Yeah, this is John Myrtle. So at the end of the materials for agenda item four, it would basically be page 4-7, although it's not labeled that way, but there's a proposed amendment there. The rates and materials were published in advance of the public hearing 10 days prior with the $4.09 rate. After that, Board of Finance had their meeting. I'm looking back at the calendar. I believe it was Monday, November 9th. And in that meeting, Finance made the resolutions that you just described about Colebrook and Riverfront. So in order for the water rate to incorporate those changes, somebody would need to make an amendment to the rates as they were published to bring it down to $4.05.
Scott, Ray Sweezy, at the 405 rate, what percent increase is that on the total water bill? Is it still the 0.75% that Chris Martin gave me?
Yes, around it's just there. Under 1%.
It's around 3/4. Yes. Yeah, it's around 3/4 of 1%.
Correct. Rating.
Okay. Does anybody, any commissioners have any questions or statements? Okay, seeing there isn't, I'm going to be voting against this. I know it's got a path, but I think a 0% increase after 3 years of large increases on the water rates, this is the time when I think, you know, come in with another $1 million of cuts. It's not that hard to do. And I'll be voting against it at the board meeting. So I really can't vote for this tonight, even though I know we want to pass it. I think there's still thousands of ratepayers out of work. I bet you just in Hartford alone, there's a couple thousand people that are still out of work because of the virus. And I think every increase that everything we can keep at a low, low rate is the best for our ratepayers. And I still think we can come in with a zero. I'm opposed to adding the $600,000 back the riverfront back up to the $1.2 million. There's 600,000 of approximately a million we would need to come in with a 0%. I mean, last year we were at 1.2, then we went down to approximately 600,000. Now we're going back up to 1.2. If we did not have the 2014 bond sale, that money sitting there for the last 5 to 6 years, that's approximately $24 million. If we didn't have that money, we would have had another large increase this year. We're lucky we found that money now. We paid approximately $8 million to ratepayers in Glastonbury plus the attorneys. Approximately $1.4 million went back into the pension fund plus another $600,000 of interest on that to pay all those bills. If we hadn't found the approximately $24 million, we would have a large increase. Now, if we don't get the money from the state on the landfill in Hartford this coming year, and I mean a good portion of what's owed to us, we could be in the same problems next year of another large increase. And I don't even think it's fair to Riverfront from going from 1.2 down to 6, back up to 1.2. I think it should be, you know, just leave it at the 600,000. And so I'll be voting against this. Could I have a motion to approve the to move it forward?
So moved, Commissioner Addle.
Need a second?
Second.
John, do you have to amend the motion first before they vote on it?
This is John Myrtle. I believe they should, yes.
So why don't you entertain a motion?
Amend it first, or make the motion first and then amend the motion.
You made the motion, you second it. Now you need an amendment to get it down
now
to 5.5.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
This is Commissioner Yano.
Now we need the amendment back to 205.
405.
The amendment back to 205. I mean, yeah. 405.
405, I'm sorry. And is the amendment seconded?
Second, Commissioner Addle.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, this is Commissioner Payne.
Yes.
I have discussion.
Yes.
You know, I feel the same as you. Unfortunately, I'm compelled to not support the water rate. I'm extremely disappointed in the Finance Committee. I watched the entire meeting. I commend Commissioner Curry. He was the only person to try to discuss the reduction of the budget from information provided by our consumer advocate. But he was unsuccessful. The consumer advocate had, I believe, suggested after looking into the payroll account and seeing, I believe, $3 million plus extra the last 3 years, and suggested without cutting the number of employees that due to breakage, you could cut that budget by about $600,000. I may not agree with this, with his number, but common sense tells me that there is room in that account for some adjustment to the budget. Just like other departments, possibly such as legal, outside services, consultants. For the life of me, I can't, and I don't understand why someone on the finance didn't just ask the CEO to go back to the staff and find the necessary funds in the line items where the CEO feels comfortable so that we could have a zero budget or close to zero as possible. You know, if you don't ask the CEO to find the necessary funds, then he's not going to volunteer to give the money back. If that doesn't work, maybe a line-by-line budget approved by the district board, like Commissioner LeBeau had suggested in the past. Also, during the finance meeting, the CEO warned the finance committee about the Colebrook Dam budget line item is not a one-time expense at this time and should be in the budget. We open up the district to a possible big hole of $2.8 million if this legal matter doesn't go right or takes too long. It's a legal matter with the federal government. Let's be real. The odds are it will take years to settle. We are extremely lucky to have found the $23 million for the one-time expenses. Can you imagine if we didn't have those funds that we, what the rate would have been paying $8 million up to Glastonbury and other towns for that lawsuit? We should be extremely careful with the funds and how they are spent. We need to do things differently, not the same old ways. We can't have a budget up and down massively every other year. It just isn't a good way to budget. Lastly, on this Riverfront line item has to be figured out. This is terrible, going up from 600 to 1.2, then back down. It just doesn't make any sense. And to present that $600,000 Riverfront add-on without finding any cuts in any other areas, I feel was irresponsible.
This is Commissioner Donald. I'd like to make
I'm not
any other commissioners.
I'm not
Another important reason was there was no discussion on the MDC debt level, which is on its way to be about 40% in a few years, which I think is going to be a major problem, especially since there's no plan for this. So for those reasons, I cannot vote for this resolution coming up and support the water rate as it has been proposed. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Anyone else like to speak?
Yeah, this is Commissioner Yano.
Yes, Commissioner Logano.
I just want to remind people, you know, first of all, DEEP owes us on the landfill. I know you already brought that up. That's money that should be coming to us. And I think with the economy the way it is and the people suffering under the virus, I can't support an increase on the water rate. I agree with you, Sweezy, that we should keep it flat where it is at 397, okay? And the other thing is, you know, you've got that Niagara has that discount, and that's hurting us too. You know, I think they should pay the rate that the rest of us pay.
Okay, thank
Commissioner Patel.
Yes, Commissioner Patel. Yes, Commissioner Patel.
The whole budget, in my opinion, entire budget process has to change, and that has to be every department has to come in front of the board or committee and then
Bingo.
Present their budget, and then we have to identify how much cut we want from each department based on what we hear, and then come up with a realistic budget so that we don't have to go back and forth and have to be lucky accidentally because we got the money. So I support your proposal. At the same time, I mean, in my opinion, that $600,000 could have been found somewhere else, and the administration even didn't try to find it. So that's not hard work for anybody to find $600,000 or even million for the entire budget. Each department should be given the direction by the CEO that we want X percent, Y percent, etc., and let them identify where it will come from.
Okay, thank you.
Support Mr. Sweezy. Thank you.
Any other commissioners?
Yeah, Commissioner DiBella.
Yes, Bill.
We went through an extensive evaluation in the Board of Finance with the executive. We've had discussions on this. For the last 5 years, we've been cutting this budget dramatically. We've got to take a look and operate the district based on what is needed by the staff. I think we've had those evaluations. I propose that on Wednesday that we have a working meeting with the total board on the budget and go through issues that have been raised before so that everybody understands why and what we did, what the Board of Finance did in their evaluation of this. We start fooling around with the water rate where we don't have any. When we keep talking about making it the same as the ad valorem, we dealt with the ad valorem because we're sitting on $14 million that we're presently negotiating with the state of Connecticut. And there's the probability of revenues coming back to the district. And that's the reason we took $1.7 million out of the surplus, which was $5.6 million, because we don't believe that that's going to be a reoccurring loss. That loss that we put in place, we'll have the money to cover that out of the Board of Finance, out of the landfill revenues. The water rate is totally different. those dollars that come out of there have to be, they will not be reoccurring. We won't have reoccurrence on that, and we could end up having to increase. Well, remember, by not covering and covering the Colebrook lawsuit, we're covering that out of the $5.6 million surplus that we have. That means that will be covered for this year relative to where we're going with the budget. Next year, it won't be covered, and we'll have a problem. I understand there are people that want to make cuts. That's why I'm recommending that we have a workshop on Wednesday and go through this budget and talk to the chief executive officer about cuts and where we think we can make cuts, discuss the question of the $3 million supposed cut that could be made in the account, in the employment accounts. Let's go through all that so the board understands those issues, so that on the 7th of December, we have the ability to understand all the other options there, all the concerns we would have, and then we can decide up or down what we're going to do. If we feel that the Board of Finance hasn't gone far enough, at least we'll have information and be able to make a rational decision on the budget. I don't want to be in a situation where I have no reoccurring revenues, and we're taking, actually, in reality, we're taking 7 cents out of the Colebrook money to cover the reduction. That reduction, and now you want to take 7 more, you'll be at 14 cents, which means next year, without the reoccurring revenues, if you can't find that money in the budget, you're going to have a problem in the budget. And you'll be increasing the water rate probably by close to 18 or 20% just on the fact that we know nationally where our revenues will drop again on the revenue side in the Water Bureau. So let's have this workshop on Wednesday, go through those questions. We'll have the staff explain what we're doing, what we've done in the last 5 years to make reductions in the district board, and then make a decision on this budget, because we don't have the ability to change that budget except at the Board of Finance, at the general board that the Board of Finance is forwarded. I voted for the budget as it was. I'm comfortable with that. I'm not comfortable with reducing another 7 cents on the water rate without designations of reductions within the budget. I don't think that makes any sense. It's a non-reoccurring revenue, and we'll be back in the same situation. So I'm going to vote in favor of the amendment. But we're going to have a workshop with the entire board, whoever wants to come to it, and the questions that are going to be raised can be raised on Wednesday, and then on the 7th, the following 7th, Monday, we can make a decision on where we're going with amendments to the board.
Mr. Chairman, this is Scott Jellison, if I may.
Yes.
Okay. So I made a bunch of recommendations that the board chose to. I don't agree with utilizing revenues for a one-time expense for Colebrook. It's not going to be a one-time expense. As we deal with the federal government, as Commissioner Payne said, this is a real issue. I feel strongly we're going to win this case, but you never know. And this is probably a 2 to 3 year case. So we can use the revenues for this year. But next year, we're going to have to use monies from the water rate. So we're really just kicking the can down the road 1 year. But because of the circumstances with Riverfront and all those other issues that we've dealt with, my position was, okay, it's a one-time expense. But when we start talking about cutting the payroll as what has been proposed, last year, the same discussion occurred. Mr. Silverstone proposed cutting $600,000, 3%, whatever it might be. We cut $2.2 million this year. So we're arguing over $600,000, and the good work that's being done by staff and by multitasking and doing more with less, we didn't cut $600,000. We cut $2.2 million, a total of 25 positions. It was 22, and then we had 3 additional retirements. We cut 25 positions. Now, when you can't just cut $600,000 out of the budget, because every position is funded, and you can unfund certain positions, but you can't fill them if there's no money. You can partially fund positions, but then you can't fill them until you have enough money, certain time of the year. So you could fund those for half of the year. We have people that are going to retire, we think, but we don't know. So we're guessing, as I mentioned, we're guessing at the water rate. I reluctantly agreed to not reduce the assumption by 2%. If we're going to start to reduce the budget further, which is fine, we need to go back and look at the assumption, because most likely we're going to see a 2% reduction as we have seen over the last 10 years. So that's going to increase the water rate. So I think you got to remember, we gave the towns a 0% increase in ad valorem, and it's less than 1% increase on the total water rate, but water bill. I mean, and we're arguing over taking monies out of payroll. You can't just blindly do that because, the money is allocated. The board is approving the number of positions, and the board is approving the salary for each of those positions. If you cut $600,000 out of the budget, you have to take money either 100% out of certain positions or portions of those positions, monies out of those positions. And if those positions are filled the entire year, well, then I got to come back into a transfer. It makes it almost impossible. I have workers' comp cases on a daily basis. I have people just up and quitting. I had a customer service rep just decide she wanted a life change, and she just quit. When things like that happen, you have to be flexible enough to utilize other positions to help when people are going out of workers' comp or FMLA or those kinds of things. It might be a temporary basis. But it doesn't help me to do my job when we're cutting $600,000 out of payroll, because the mechanics of how you actually get the work done is a problem. What I've
Scott,
said before,
that was one,
and I've said
that was
again,
one propose, that was one proposal. What, someone
I, said
approximately
what I'm
cut
saying,
the money.
What I'm,
what
saying
I'm telling
you
is I would cut $600,000 out of Riverfront. That was an increase
point,
in the budget
order,
from $600,000 to $100,000.
Mr. Chairman. Point of order. Could we let the chief executive officer finish his recount before
we
I don't think we gain anything by interrupting people when they're speaking. Let them finish, and then, yes, Chairman, you can have
Scott
you
finish.
All I'm suggesting is the idea of utilizing and cutting payroll by X, whatever X is. There's a mechanical, have to follow the board rules, Board of Finance. Monies get allocated by position and by department. So I can't just use monies from the operational department if I need to fund a partially funded position in water, because it's water sewer, it's split. So it's not easy to just cut a percentage of the payroll budget, because there's a mechanics of how you can fill those jobs. I can't take out a 25% of a water salary and then backfill it with 25% of a sewer salary. So it's very complicated, but I could assure you that the Mr. Silverstone recommended last year to cut $600,000, and I cut $2.2 million. So we are heading in a direction where we are downsizing. And this year, we would expect, based on what Bob Zeich has said, we will see a lot of retirements. But most of the retirees retire on January 1st because they're getting 2 weeks vacation. They're getting time. They're getting their sick balance from 2022. So there's a lot of mechanics of how this actually happens. Very rarely do we see people aren't going to retire on December 1st, because if they wait till January 2nd, they get their sick time and vacation time for the year coming. So my point to you is anything to cut payroll a percentage makes it very difficult to do my job and our staff to do their job. There's other areas I agree. And although the Board of Finance didn't request us, I had had staff in preparation. We didn't finalize it, but I did have staff in preparation if the Board of Finance took the recommendation of the Water Bureau to cut. It's actually $1.5 million to get down to zero, not $1 million. So we will, as the chairman said, we will discuss this on Wednesday. And if the, and the board so chooses to find, quote, $1.5 million, then we will absolutely do that to the best of our ability.
Mr. Chairman?
Just 1 second. Scott, the $1.5 million, okay, is to get it down a full percent.
No, it's to get it's not a percentage, it's the cents. It's to get it down to the original $3.97. So it's an 8 cent reduction from where it is now.
You said, or Chris Martin said before, it was $1.4 million for 1% at the last meeting. So
yeah,
now
it's
1.5 for 3/4%. So it's probably about a 1.9%. I mean, 1.9 million for 1 full percent.
We're not talking percents, I apologize, but we're only talking,
okay.
We got to go from 504 down to 397. So we're not looking at percentages here. We're looking at, we need 8 cents. We need to make up 8 cents.
Real dollars.
And that's the eight cents, and we need 1.5 million to do that.
Okay.
Get Mr. Chairman.
Mr.
Commissioner.
This is Commissioner.
Who's that, Bud? Wait, just a minute, Mr. Commissioner Patel. Let other commissioners talk first, and then we'll come back to you. Who's next?
Thank you.
So, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Bud Salemi, Chair of Board of Finance. I want to respond to a couple of comments that were made, but I want to make sure that everybody has an understanding of what we did with the Colebrook, the liability for the Colebrook maintenance, which at this point, I guess it's the Army Corps thinks that, you know, that we're responsible for maintenance costs. We're not actually performing, Scott can explain that to you, but maintenance costs in perpetuity, like forever. And since we don't have anything to do with Colebrook anymore, we're not running the hydro plant, and we don't operate Colebrook, and there's really no benefit at all to the MDC's water customers. So there is a legal battle, I guess, shaping up, but we think that we have, at least an opportunity to make a case. But beyond that, we had a suggestion from our consumer advocate to try to do something with that. But So we took it. I mean, I asked, you know, about it, and what I asked to do was to use a surplus, and the chairman DeBeller, you can explain this something, but I asked to set aside as a contingency, a reserve, whatever you want to call it, as a surplus to hold the amount, the $1.4 million, there so that we wouldn't be charging the water customers to create a reserve for this legal thing. That's an opportunity to use it. Now, the reduction of the $1.4 million was something like 7 cents. And please correct me if I'm wrong about that, Scott. You can correct me, but I believe that reduction was something like 7 cents on a CCF. And to ask the water customers to pay that, and they're not buying anything with it. It's just going into a reserve until we settle a lawsuit. And so at this point, you know, it is covered. It's covered by the contingency that we said. We didn't leave a liability wide open that we're going to have to pay, you know, at some point in the future. The money set aside for it should we lose this case. I do believe that we can get a lot of help
And, you know, I'd also say with respect to riverfront recapture, when we did vote on that, both Commissioner Hoffman and I voted against it. But the rest of the Board of Finance voted in favor of it. Now, I think that, you know, a fair way to do that would have been to, if we were going to fund it at $1.2 million, to have half of it come from the Water Bureau and half of it come from the ad valorem and have the town support it. But I've yet to hear from any of the towns. I'm just explaining why I voted against it. I have never heard from a town. I've never gotten a letter. I've never gotten a phone call. I've never gotten an email from anybody saying that they support riverfront recapture to the extent that they're willing to participate in finding a way to continue to fund it. Riverfront recapture, both Commissioner Hoffman and I noted that they really haven't changed anything about how they're funding, you know, and they worked with them for a year and nothing changed. So we voted against it, but finance, you know, the vote was in favor of it. So I think that, you know, it's still on the table. Chairman DiBella is still wants to continue to run a committee, the separate subcommittee on the riverfront recapture. And as soon as we get the budget here over with this year, we'll do that. And I think we're going to point it at something different than what we did this year. And last but not least, I read this statement at the end of the Board of Finance meeting, and I'd like to read it again for the Water Bureau. But it's basically the last paragraph written by Bart Halloran as he left the MDC. And I think that everybody should know that our problems are not with creating a reasonable water rate or reasonable, you know, the ad valorem, the sewer rates. Our problem is that our customers are paying for so many other things that really don't have anything to do with the MDC. And here's what Bart said. It's time for the state and the federal government to acknowledge their contributions to the current difficulties and take steps to mitigate the effect of their unfunded mandates. And I can't agree with Bart more, and I agreed with him, you know, for the years that he was here. And I think you, Mr. Chairman, and everyone else understands that there are impositions on both the water rate and the sewer side by either the state or the federal government that are creating the issues that we deal with every year. So with that, I'll turn it back over to you. And Chairman DiBella, if you want to explain about the Riverfront Recapture Committee, you can please go ahead, because as I said, I do support continuing to work on it, but maybe you could just let everybody know about that.
Yeah, I think, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Yeah. I think one of the issues on Riverfront Recapture, some of the people in the towns wanted an ongoing commitment like we had in prior years where we had a commitment. And I said, in my position was that we would continue to work with Riverfront, fund it this year, and actively participate in alternate revenue sources and to support whatever the project is, as well as the alternate revenue sources that we're trying to pursue relative to our budget and other things that we can do to generate revenue. We are not selling the amount of water necessary to stabilize that rate. There's a 2% national erosion every year in terms of revenues for water companies across the country. It's happening to us. We know that we're experiencing this primarily because of conservation, where we've improved the efficiency of several washing machines, dishwashers, and everything else that goes along in that area, that's affecting us. So what we've got to do is look at alternate sources of revenue. And that's what we have a committee for to do, and we're pursuing that on several different stages. And I'd be glad to share that with the board on Wednesday. We can go through that, what we're doing on that side. But riverfront recapture is, as we said before, it's like the same thing we're doing out in the reservoir. People need recreation areas. This is a vital part of our whole region. And MDC obviously is doing more than anybody else is but it's a necessity to be able to have people be able to recreate. These are functioning regional bodies, and I think NBC is a regional body, has an obligation to do something in this area like we do it on recreation on, up on the reservoirs, like we do it in Reservoir in West Hartford. It's a functional regional park. And again, we've got to find, if we can find additional people to support it in the region, which we will attempt to do, if we can put the committee together with an effective committee with Riverfront and the district board.
Mr. Chair,
thank
this
you.
Is Scott Dawson.
Next. Yes, Scott.
Yes. Do I have Chris Martin or Lisa on?
Yes.
Yes, we're on the phone.
Hi, Lisa.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just got a quick question for you. Am I correct? Our assumption in our sale of water is 17.7 million CCF, right?
Yes.
Okay. So if we were to, now my position is I was willing to accept not going down 2% because we had these revenues, but now we're starting to dig into our reserves, right? We just dug into our reserves twice, 1.7 million for the landfill and $1.4 million for Colebrook. So yeah. if we were to reduce, which we should be, if we were to reduce the 2%, that's about this is mechanical engineering math, 354,000 CCF, which means that instead of having a $4.05 rate, we should really have a $4.13 rate. So why does that matter? Well, because if we really do have 2% this year, then really we lost, obviously, eight cents, right? So we're talking about, and then if we have another 2% the following year, that's the exact reason why we had a 14% increase in our water rate, because we're artificially lowering it to make ourselves feel good this year. But then what happens is next year we pay twice. So my only recommendation is if we're going to look to cut the budget, that's fine. But we really need to look at putting the water assumption where it belongs, which is it should be 2% lower this coming year than it was last year. Remember, that 14% increase was because for more than 3 years, we did not assume any reduction in sales, and we were seeing 2% a year. And last year, as we talked about, the average across the country was 3.6%, not 2%. So we are really, really putting ourselves in a predicament by utilizing all of this revenue stream that we had, and then also assuming something that probably wouldn't be true. And then we're going to wind up having to make up 4% on the water rate next year, and that is roughly another 16 cents. So I just want to caution everyone, we're really starting to dig into the budget and in a bad way, and digging into the reserves in a bad way. And I just would recommend, if we're going to try and cut 1.5 million from the budget, that's fine. But we also need to look at putting back the assumption of reduction by 2%, which is an increase.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you. But the agreement that we have with Riverfront, okay, the agreement was framed, and I'm quoting this, with the expressed anticipation that Riverfront would seek a broader base of financial support within 3 years. That's 20 plus years ago. To add $600,000 to Riverfront does not help our budget one way, okay? All I'm saying is you reduce it, you leave it at the $600,000 that we funded last year, you leave it there, you don't add another $600,000 into that budget, okay? We're probably not going to get to zero, but you bring it down $600,000 there, you're bringing it down approximately what you're saying, 0.25%, now you're at 0.5%. Riverfront did come in this year. They were asked, because I asked the question, who were the new donors that they had and who were the largest donors? Well, the Travelers is number two to us. They give $100,000 a year. He didn't list any new major donors. Even after we cut $600,000 last year, we have people that are in the district. I know a couple in Rock Hill that are still out of work, okay? I'm not saying these pennies matter, but pennies everywhere. The water bill, the electric bill, the gas bill, the oil bill, they all add up. So if I can bring the rate from 0.75% down to 0.5%, that's where I'm going. And I have other things. I'm not talking the $1.4 million. That was finance what they did. I agree with them if that's what they wanted to. But to add money back into a budget that does not benefit our employees. Okay? Each town in the district has an excellent recreation departments. We have walking trails in Rocky Hill. I'm sure Weathersfield has them. I'm sure West Hartford has them. We actually use the reservoir. So my argument basically is, or disagreement, is Riverfront giving them back. And then what happens? You keep talking, not you, but Bill has mentioned the $5.6 million surplus a couple times, okay? Where did that surplus come from? If somebody could answer. It came basically from the 2014 bond sale, right?
Mm-hmm, correct.
$24 million, mostly. Well, if that money had been spent when it was supposed to be spent, we wouldn't have had it this year. We would have then really have been in some trouble because the pay Glastonbury off, I think Chris Stone said approximately $2 million of legal bills would have had to been paid. We may have been able to pay the ratepayers on a credit, but we would have took in less money. The pension had to be paid back, the $1.4 million, plus $600,000 of interest for the last 5 years. We would have been in big trouble if we didn't find that $24 million. Well, hopefully we do get some money for the Hartford landfill and we straighten that out, which will help us next year. But I can't see adding money. I'm not arguing your employees. I'm not arguing the new vehicles that we're buying. I'm not arguing things like that. But adding $600,000 to Riverfront, hey, they're a great organization. Nobody's saying they're not. Nobody's, that they don't do a good job. But they have to go out and start funding their own events when we have ratepayers paying more. So I'm done. Any other commissioners like to speak?
Yes, Commissioner Addle.
Commissioner, Andy. Let me add one thing to what you said, Mr. Chairman, which is, hey, I agree with you about their they haven't developed any other source of revenue, and that was the reason that both Commissioner Hoffman, who is the vice chair of finance, and myself voted against it. That was the reason that we gave. So go ahead. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say that I agree with you on that. So.
Commissioner Andy Addle.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to support the amended $4.05 rate because, to Scott's point about staff reductions he's been able to accomplish, I really think we do have to expedite as much as possible the retirees, moving on at their, higher rates that they are paid with their pensions and their health benefits, et cetera. The faster we can move out the older employees and move in younger employees, we're ultimately going to be saving the district a lot of money. So I don't want to do anything to jeopardize that. So I would say, let's move on the $4.05 as soon as we can. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, this is Commissioner Payne. Can I have the floor?
Yes, Dominic. Yes, sir.
Thank you. One question would be, I thought we had a committee that was supposed to be looking into this in the past, if I'm not mistaken. And then, people aren't listening. Scott just said that in anticipation of the finance trying to bring the budget down, him and staff have already found some money, and they're working on it. I don't understand why we can't just finance can't meet with them and find some savings. Now, we didn't necessarily say that it had to be in payroll, but I'm sure legal. I'm sure there's other places that Scott can find the savings. And I think that we need to put the Colebrook back into that side of the budget, because when the Colebrook was in the budget and Riverfront wasn't in the budget, we weren't that far off. And then with some additional small savings, you know, then at least we won't have a hole for Colebrook. If you put $1.4 million from the reserve fund in the Colebrook, and then this becomes a 2 or 3 year ordeal, then we've got to replace that 1.4, and we got to fund it for following year. I mean, for us not to take the CEO's recommendation on having that in the budget is a real big mistake.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Mr.
Yeah. The $1.4 million is being utilized out of the, not the reserve, it's out of the surplus. The reserve is different than the surplus. The surplus exists at 5.6.
I understand that, but we don't need to, if we don't need to spend it, then why spend it?
Can I finish speaking?
Let Bill finish. Yes.
You know, it's difficult enough to operate on a telephone without seeing who you're talking to. If we don't try to restrain ourselves and talk and let people talk, we're going to have a problem. We spent almost 2 hours on the Board of Finance going back and forth on this stuff, and it's a difficult process to function under when you're on a telephone. So all I'm saying to you is these are issues that we will discuss on Wednesday, and you'll see what's available. We can make those decisions at the board meeting on the 7th. But I don't want to get to the 7th and end up not having the information why the Board of Finance moved to where it did. So that's why I'm proposing a workshop where all commissioners can come to it, or those that want to come to it can come to it. We can have the Board of Finance, and we can work it out with the Board of Finance on what actually is there, and the feeling of the chief executive officer on what he needs to function. The question of Riverfront recapture, and we should and did not work with him during that period of time. Now, I'm not saying the chairman didn't. The chairman of the Board of Finance did have meetings with him. But we had an active committee that we ourselves didn't pursue. And I think that should be activated, and we should be meeting with him to determine where we can make expansions. There's a question of a larger regional participation. But remember, the same people that are using the riverfront are the customers that are paying for it, the vast majority of it. There's almost a million people when we were not in a pandemic that we're in that were using this facility and these facilities. And above and beyond that, the conversation that has to be had is there's got to be capital costs that have to be put into this. And I'm not saying that should be a responsibility of the NDC, but it was the responsibility and it was the function of the state of Connecticut. The total capital cost of riverfront recapture 25 years ago was done by state funding. That's what happened. There's going to be a need for additional funding there, and there's going to have to be some kind of state action on that, or else you're just going to have a major deterioration of that. So I think there's a whole series of things that can be discussed with riverfront recapture on a rational, reasonable basis. But again, we've got to remember that the same people that are using this are the same people that are paying our rates and they're benefiting from this. So let's have a discussion on Wednesday and go through all the other options we have to reduce the budget and see whether board members and on the December, what the board itself are willing to do. I think that's the most reasonable way of doing it. I think there's some misunderstandings on some of this stuff. There's some simplifications for it, but I just can't see reducing the water rate by an additional 8 cents, by 15 cents, when it's not going to be available in the following year. It's not going to be a situation where we're going to have the ability to generate that from a revenue stream unless we find additional revenue streams that don't exist at the district today. And that's what we have another committee working on to try to move forward on. So my recommendation is let's have the Wednesday meeting. I've asked John to schedule it. I also believe that we've got to go to more of a Zoom type of on the WebEx, and they have that capability. So we can see who's at the meeting, who's talking, and we can move forward in a more rational basis and still protect ourselves in this very serious pandemic. So I would ask those people to refrain from making a debate at the Water Bureau until we can get to the Wednesday meeting and we can deal with the finance people, with our chief executive officer, and we can talk about what the ramifications are for some of the things that some people think should happen, and the Board of Finance did not move on.
Thank you. Any other commissioners?
I'd like to move the question.
Okay, can we move the amendment?
Go ahead, vote.
Yes, motion all in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
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 Mr. Chairman, I suggest a roll call vote.
Okay, John.
All right, this is John Myrtle.
Before we have the roll call, this is Commissioner LeBeau. Before we
yes,
have the
I'm sorry, Commissioner.
Vote, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to clarify what we're voting on. Is this the amendment to the motion that you made that would reduce the?
No, I did not make any motions. This is okay. The amendment to John. Would you read it?
Yes, this is John Myrtle. The vote that we're about to take is the reduction of the proposed water rate from $4.09 as published in advance of the public hearing to $4.05. So the water rate would be an increase from last year's rate of $3.97 to $4.05.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Again, do you want a roll call or not? I believe it passed. Okay, all in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
No.
Nay.
No.
Okay, it passes. Okay, so I guess Bill's going to propose a meeting for December 2nd. That's the Wednesday you're talking, right, Bill?
That it's going to go out.
It'd be the Wednesday before the 7th. Right.
Yeah, it'll be a week from this Wednesday.
Yes, right.
It's going to take place between, I had asked John for the 30th to the 4th, and we picked out Wednesday as the date, and I believe that is what the 3rd?
Second.
Yeah, second.
It's not second. And that way we've got all the information we're going to need that people can ask for, because the final vote on this budget, amended or not, will be on the 7th of December. Otherwise, we're going to have to – I don't want to get to that meeting and have to postpone the meeting because people don't have information. They haven't – you know, because the way we operate – Board of Finance is moving in, you know, we're into December, and we've postponed it in the past, but rather than have to postpone it, let's have the information so we're all on the same line, and we understand what the ramifications are to amendments, and we can go from there. And that way we have a workshop, and we can come to the meeting on Monday night, the 7th, and we can move forward and adopt the budget.
Time.
Well, yes.
Mr.
Correct.
Chairman.
Well, on the 7th, Bill, on the 7th, that would be the night that if there's going to be motions for reductions, it would have to be, or additions, it would have to be that
Yeah, because
night.
we can't make reductions at a meeting unless
right.
we have a posted meeting. And I'm saying
right.
the posted meeting is already picked up for the selection, the vote on the budget. So by
exactly.
having a workshop, we can have a workshop amongst the commissioners. And so everybody can understand, we understand the numbers, we understand how much we're, you know, how much each cost factor would be relative to what we're talking about or people are talking about in amendments. That'll give you the ability to understand from our finance staff what you're doing and how you're doing it by virtue of an amendment or whatever question you have to ask at that workshop meeting. So we're all
perfect.
On the same line and understand the numbers. Same thing happened last year when we made reductions and didn't know what those ramifications would be. So, okay, that's now the question of timing. I thought that it made sense that we have that at 4:30, I guess, giving people the ability if they have to work or get that meeting, and we do it at 4:30 and move through the workshop, and hopefully it's be 2 or 3 hours probably when we get through it, although it shouldn't. We have enough information that we can answer people's questions. And then on Monday night, the 7th, if people want to put amendments in, because that's the board meeting is the only place that the Board of Finance can be changed relative to a budget that's being proposed to the board.
Mr. Chairman?
Very good. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, this is Commissioner Payne. I'd like to request to have some information at that work session that the Chairman DiBella is speaking about. Can we, if the City of Hartford and the Town of East Hartford have agreements with Riverfront, could we find out how much they fund Riverfront for this coming year, for next year, and maybe in the past a little bit of history there for both
Dom,
those?
You're
interrupting me, Mr. Chairman.
Point of information.
Dominic, let Dominic finish. Yes, Bill.
Okay.
Point of information.
I wanted to give him a point of information. Put that in writing, and we will request that information be available to you or anything else you want.
Want me to put it in writing to you?
No,
really?
Not to me. Put it in writing because, again, I think it's a good question. I just want to make sure what you're asking is what you're going
to
get back. So if you put it in writing what you want, just give it to Scott. So
I'll
that the board, the finance.
He sent an email, Commissioner Payne, if you just send an email to John Myrtle and ask what you're looking for, we'll be more than happy to get it for you.
I just want to make sure we get the right information. That's all.
Anything else, Dominic?
Sorry.
Okay, Scott.
Mr. Chairman? Yeah, so I just want to remind everybody, and again, this is not about Riverfront. This is not about number of positions. This is not about the reduction in payroll. This is not about the reduction in any other of the line items. This is just fact. And I want everybody to think about this, which is what I think about when we're doing all of these changes, right? So we are assuming we are going to sell the same amount of water this year, this coming year, as we did this past year. So that's 2%. If we don't sell the same amount and we do see an actual reduction of 2%, that means that whatever we have done this year, I have to find $1.5 million in my budget to cover. And then, so that means the rate really should have been $4.13 in 2021. And then if there's an assumption that in 2022, we're going to see another 2%, then that means that we're going to have to go from whatever rate we're at, add 16, roughly, pick plus or minus. We're going to add 16 cents or so to the rate that we're at. If we're at 405, that means that number in 2022 is going to be $4.21. And I didn't do the math, but I'm sure it's a high percentage increase. The point is, whatever we do, the reason why I was willing to say let's assume the same this year was because we were not using reserves. We had the reserves. If God forbid, we did lose $1.5 million in loss in water sales, we had the money to cover ourselves. But now we've used it for Colebrook. So these are the kinds of things I'm worrying about, and I'm really concerned that it's not about cutting the budget further. I just think whatever we cut, we need to go back and look at the actual assumption of water sales for this year.
Thank you. I'll email you. But last week, what's Sun's the ski place? I don't know. Was ski Sundown?
Sundown.
Whatever.
Right, Sundown.
What was the increase in water purchases they were anticipating? Or would it not be for a couple of years until they get their pipeline in?
Yeah, it was about, Christian, it's about the anticipation for this coming year was about 70,000-75,000. In the initial stages.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Up to, yes.
Yeah, remember, this is raw water we're selling, and we're not selling them.
Yeah, right. Still a revenue.
Yep.
Any other commissioners, anything else on this?
Mr. Chairman? This is Commissioner
Payne.
Yes, Payne
the
again.
Second one. Yes.
Thank you,
wait. Dom, wait. One second. Who was the other commissioner?
Commissioner LeBeau.
Yeah, Commissioner LeBeau, you haven't talked. You want to speak?
Hardly.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I keep hearing about this assumption of reduction of water use nationally. And I'd like to ask Scott, as the CEO, if he could provide some background on that. I don't want a 100-page report, but if you have to send me it, I'll take it. But I'm sure that the organizations that we belong to are providing that information, and I've heard you say it, and I've heard the chairman say it. So I'd like to get some of the background and where that's coming from. I'm also, interested in, looking at the last year or so. I mean, aren't we up this year in water sales? Because I've raised this before, and I really think it's true. At some point, we're going to bottom out, and maybe we did. And I know we had a drought, so I know that there's probably some more lawn use. I also think, I don't know, maybe we, I just like to see some greater data. There's a lot of factors going around in my mind in terms of the reduction of water and manufacturing. That seems to have bottomed out because basically nobody uses it anymore because we hardly have any manufacturing. And the ones that do use very little water like they used to. They used to, I know Pratt & Whitney, a lot of the machines use a ton of water. It doesn't happen anymore. And so there's not going to be any greater losses there. So I'd like to see something if you've got on water loss and in terms of less use going forward. And looking, I'd like to take I know I can find it, but just a brief summary of the water use this year and the last couple of years. That's it.
That is no problem, Commissioner. We actually, the unique part of this year, though, is remember last year we reduced the water consumption by 3.6%. And obviously, by doing that, it increased the water rate, and that was, and we hit our mark. We hit our mark. We dropped it by almost 4%, roughly 2% a year, and we hit our mark this year. And so, and that's my point is that we reduced it 3.6 this past year because we hadn't reduced it in the years prior, and that's why we had a 14% increase. And we're heading in that same direction by doing what we're going to do here. The reason why I felt comfortable not reducing it by 2% because we had that 5.6 and we chose to use that part of that 5.6 for the Colebrook property, which now makes me a little more nervous. And then we're talking about cutting our budget even further and let me just finish. The revenue that we have left over in the end of the year helps me cover that hole. And if I don't have that revenue at the end of the year because I've given it all back and we actually have a 2% reduction, then we're going to be short $1.5 million in the budget.
Okay, what I was going to say was you're getting to the part two of what I'm asking. Part one is you're basing things on certain assumptions. Sounds like we've done a pretty good job on those assumptions in the past. I'm just asking for the data that's backing up those assumptions in terms of left water use. And then it leads to all the budget issues that you just elucidated.
Sure, no problem. Like I said, I just want to clarify, this year is not a normal year because we had COVID. So we have a lot of college kids at home using a lot of water, and we had the drought. So that's a non-typical year. And as you also know, we're short about, as Chris Martin mentioned at the Board of Finance meeting, we're short about $750,000 cash because we're not shutting people off. So that's another factor, a cash flow issue that we have to worry about.
Interesting.
Commissioner
Chairman.
Okay. Commissioner Payne.
That's okay.
Commissioner Payne.
Mr. Chairman. This is Commissioner Payne. Just you touched upon revenues briefly, and I just wanted to make a statement that you started a subcommittee of revenues to look into revenues, and Commissioner Addle is the chairman, and things don't go very well there until the staff gives us a little bit more freedom to look at things like solar. We're not going to be able to increase our revenues. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, do we still have to do item number five? Yeah. I'm just asking, we still have to do item number five?
Number five was at last week's meeting, and we said put it off until January to come back, and we would discuss it in our first meeting next year.
Okay, so we don't need a vote on item five.
We don't have
five.
There's going to be no motion, so if anybody wants to get off, it's fine.
And I'm going to have to do that, Mr. Chairman.
No
problem.
I would
have stayed on if we need a vote, but with your permission, I do got to get going. So,
yeah, no problem.
I will be there at the meeting on Wednesday, and I'll try to facilitate whatever we can do to ask questions. The Board of Finance is, certainly willing to allow, any of the commissioners to ask questions about this. But, I think Bill has a good idea to have a workshop and not do it at the commission meeting. So thank you very much. We'll see you then.
Thank you. Any other
Mr.
commissioners?
Chairman.
I want to
clarify one other issue, because on the ad valorem side, it's a totally different situation. We are anticipating additional revenues coming into the ad valorem side out of the landfill settlement. And we can talk about this on Wednesday, because there's some complications even there, and we can talk about that strategy in a workshop situation. Now, what's happening there is we're taking $1.7 million and we're reducing the ad valorem to zero, primarily because the towns have adopted budgets with no increases in them, and they're 6 months into our budget, into their budget course, and starting ours. We felt that it made more sense because of that not to have an increase in the ad valorem, and when the money comes back out, hopefully in the first 6 months of 2021, that we would take that money, because it's for that money, it belongs to the towns, and it's for the reduction of ad valorem. Pay back the $1.7 million that out of our surplus that the MDC is providing for that, and that way get our surplus solid, and thereby also effectuate a no tax increase. And hopefully that settlement also includes a going forward rate that will add additional revenue to that side of the budget. So it's totally different than the water side. And I understand people want to reduce that rate, but we've got a different situation that exists over there. And we can get into this more in the on the workshop. So I look forward to it. And again, any commissioners that have questions that they come as they look through this budget, they can send them to John, our clerk, and John can, and please do it to him in writing, or at least as close as you can in an email, so that he can get the staff to get that information, so we have things available that you're going to be interested in. I think that makes more sense, so we can be more effective and more efficient in this process.
Thank you. Number five, we'll leave that until early next year, Scott. We did talk about it at the last meeting, and
that's fine.
We'll
Because Susan
and Chris Levesque did a great job on it.
Yeah,
so,
no, but if that's fine. But if Commissioner Payne has any further questions or comments that he doesn't feel like we addressed in that presentation, then feel free to ask us whatever he'd like, and we can provide that additional information.
Right. We'll do that in the first part of the year, or if he wants it sooner.
That's fine.
Number six, opportunity for general public comments. Seven, commissioners' comments, questions. Motion for adjournment.
Hold on. Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Chris Stone, sorry for interrupting. Yep. Just a question to John Myrtle. I know the commissioners voted on the amendment to the resolution. Did they vote on the main resolution on the water rates?
Yes, we did.
Yes, that's correct.
It was a voice vote.
That's fine. Thank you.
Yes, on both of them. They both passed.
Thank you.
Okay. We have a motion for adjournment. All in favor? Aye.
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 Meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.